Your dose of morning fun begins. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
You might know him as a familiar face on the local sports scene. He's covered so many things. Caitlin Clark, his beloved Texas Rangers, won the World Series last year. But I've never seen Scott Reister more excited on social media than right now, because now Scott Reister's here and an accomplished author. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. It is so great to be here. I love listening to you guys in the morning. Love the music. Love the talk. And this is so fun to talk about. Everyone is going nuts for Baseball Spy, and I can't wait to tell everyone about it.
Yes, Baseball Spy on shelves with, as I loved it, because you were running into, it was either Barnes and Noble, and you're like, my book is on the same shelves as Dav Pilkey.
Yes, and Fart Quest. It's literally right. I know. And this, yeah, you know you've made it when your book is right next to Fart Quest and Captain Underpants. This is a book, adults love it. They can't get enough. It says age 11 to 12. It's for, you know, that age. My son's 9. He's loving it. He totally gets it. But yeah, it's for all ages. So yeah, it's great. It's the dream for me is I always had this idea in my head when I was a little leaguer up to bat that there was all this pressure. You guys can relate. You're up to bat. Everyone's staring at you, crunch time, or maybe you're shooting a free throw. And you feel all this pressure as a kid. And I started imagining in these situations, what if there was a bad guy out in the stands with his finger on a button of a bomb? And if I didn't get this hit, literally everything would blow up and people would die.
That is such an intrusive thought that I can relate to. It's crazy because I have weird thoughts like that even as a grown-up.
Yes, absolutely. So it's just this like idea I had, like this pressure, like, oh my gosh, like this is life or death. It's that big of a deal.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, always, my whole life went on, and I always thought that would be like the coolest book ever or the coolest TV show. And I never really like dedicated myself to it until finally I was in my late 30s. This was back in 2018. I started really wanting to learn how to write a book. I dedicated myself. I did podcasts. I read books on writing, story structure. I knew it had to be fast, tons of twists and turns. And this idea just started growing and growing and growing. And I came up with this manuscript, and I wanted to make it as good as possible before I sent it out in the world. I got lots of help from some librarian friends at the Urbandale Library. And after finally like a year of working with it, I sent it out to agents, and I knew it was like a 0.001% chance. And I had like 6 agents, literary agents, write me back wanting to read it.
Wow.
And it was so cool. And things started happening, and I finally signed with the literary agency. Then COVID happened, and then nothing happened. And then in 2022, over the summer, I got the call that there was a publisher that wanted to sign me to a 3-book deal, make it into a series, and it was the coolest thing ever. The launch day was last week, and it's the number one new release in its category on Amazon.
Scott Reister in with us, his book Baseball Spy. And now I gotta ask, who in your family is the biggest fan besides you of the book?
But I will say I have 3 kids, Mallory, Ryan, and Sammy, and my wife Allison. They've all been a big support. And Sammy, the youngest, is the only one that hasn't read it. And this is why it's so fun, because the book, the premise of the book is you see the first page, you see that there's a lineup of who's on the team and the coaches, and you know someone on this lineup is actually the bad guy, and you've got to figure out who it is.
Love it.
And all the while I wrote this book, and Mallory, because when I wrote it back in 2018, I mean, what, Sammy was like 3 years old, and he knew everyone when you find the big twist in the book, and everybody was talking about it, and Sammy felt left out, and we kept on saying, don't tell him who it is, and he got so mad, who's the spy, who's the spy, who's the spy? So everyone in the house knows who the spy is, and they're all talking about it still, and Sammy to this day, now that the book is an actual thing, he keeps on yelling at everyone else in the family, don't ruin it, don't ruin it.
Read the book!
I know, and then I got Tawny over here, I handed her the book, and she went to the very end of the book, I watched her, she's like wanting to know the very end. Like, what are you doing?
Today I learned maybe don't do that in front of the author.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying,
read the book.
Yes,
an adventure.
Exactly. Like the thrill you will get. There's 2 major twists in this book. Yeah. Well, actually, this is why the book is such a big hit, because every chapter is short and it ends with a cliffhanger, and it just makes you keep going. But the biggest, absolute biggest, is like, you know, I nerded out on story structure, and I really took a lot of time to make this thing work. And exciting, the end of the first third of the book, there's like a really big twist that raises the stakes, and then at the end of like 2/3 of the way through, there's like this really, really major thing where you figure out, fully appreciate what's happening, and then you're like, no way! And then it sets up this huge final third of the book that you just really, there's no way you can put it down. And so I really would love for you guys not to read the very end of the book first. I'm telling you, like, you guys will get the full awesome experience of this journey that the character Zane Mitchell is going through.
Well, you mentioned that this might be a 3-part series, so when you bring the second part, when you get done with that, bring a fake ending.
That's a good idea.
When she reads it, she'll be like, what? The baseball team hits an iceberg and they all drown?
The alternate ending. We'll slip that in there so Tawny doesn't get to cheat.
Well, Scott, I know you're signing autographed copies of your book, and tonight and Thursday you're going to be at the Urbandale Little League field signing autographs. How cool is that?
I can't wait. And I got this giant foam board blow up of the cover, and it's such a cool cover. You see the silhouette. He's holding the bat looking over the city, and it says, on this diamond, the final out could cost you everything. It's the ultimate stakes for a Little League game. So I'll be out there at the Urbandale Little League fields on Tuesday and Thursday from about 5:30 to 8. I've got signings coming up at both Barnes & Nobles this summer. First one at the Jordan Creek one, actually May 11th, so coming up a week from Saturday at 3 o'clock. And you can get the books at the Jordan Creek location is available now, and then it's coming in at the other location on University Avenue sometime this week. Also, Dog-Eared Books in Ames, Beaverdale Books, Page Turners. We're going to be doing book signings, and all this information's on my Scott Reister Facebook author page, Scott Reister Author, plus find me on Facebook.
Well, Scott, you look legitimately excited and happy on social media, and good for you. Baseball Spy by Scott Reister. Find it, buy it, read it, the whole thing, not just the ending. Scott Reister, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Come for the semi-accurate information. Stay for the semi-funny entertainment. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.